It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been cold, but not that cold, and people are in a sort of festive mood. It really helps when the girls' basketball team wins in Lake Wobegon. The Lady Blue Devils, they whomped St. Barbara's on Tuesday night, 64-42, with big Emily Nelson there in the pivot in the center, and they have a terrific playmaker, Lily Magandance, little indomitable player. People really get excited by that in a small town. It means so much. And then it's winter. It's winter, and winter is not a drag. We're all in this together, and we feel sort of bonded together. We feel like heroes, even though we may not deserve it compared to Boston. But anyway, it is what it is. It was snow week at Lake Wobegon High School, and so all of the students got to dress down or dress out or whatever you want to call it. Thursday was clash day, and all of their clothing had to clash. And then on Friday, they had antique clothing day, and all of the students came dressed in 80s style. The girls went for big poofy shirts and hanging out, and jeans or leggings or big lacy tops, and the boys dressed in black and ripped clothing, and they put wax in their hair to make it stand straight up. And then for the big Snow Week dance on Friday night, they had a thrash band, a heavy metal band called Pistols and Petunias, and they got sort of a kick out of that. Seems like a long time ago to all of those kids. It was Ash Wednesday this week, and Ash Wednesday is still not universally accepted by Lutherans, and they regard it as too Catholic or something. But Pastor Liz was there for the Lenten service at 7:15. Marlene, the church secretary, was miffed because the men's Bible study group had, accidentally or not, decided to have their chili dump on Wednesday. This is the supper where you bring your own chili, a small pot of it, whatever recipe you like, and then it's all dumped together with others into enormous pots, and it's all mushed together. And so a lot of people came late to the Lenten service, and they were sort of gassy, and they smelled of chili and beans and all that entails. But Pastor Liz was there to put the ashes on their foreheads, even though some of them sort of winced as she did it. And she delivered a very nice Lenten message on the word heretic and the older meaning of the word heretic. We use it to mean somebody who holds false doctrine. But in the original Greek, it meant a divisive person, a person who causes conflict and who unnecessarily offends people in contravention of the scriptural adjunct to, as much as possible, live peaceably with each other. And this has always been a problem for a town like Lake Wobegon. We have exported thousands of people, and not entirely because of the climate, also because of elder people who looked down on and made fun of others who were different or held different ideas, elders who were satirists at heart. And sarcasm is one of the most powerful weapons there can be. And so World War II, a lot of young men went off to serve their country, and they were stationed in Texas or California, and they never came back. They stayed out there, not entirely because of winter. No, a lot of them just because they wanted to get away from all of those critical eyes peering at them, narrowed eyes, the hairy eyeball in church on Sunday morning. And then in the 50s, a lot of people left, a whole other wave of emigration when people got their hands on some money and they could go where they liked and they didn't need the support of their families anymore. A lot of them left. Edgar Mueller was one who left back in the 1940s. He ran the ballroom, the Alhambra Ballroom, although he himself could not dance ever since a horse had stepped on his foot. They gave him the nickname Left Foot Mueller, until people forgot his name was Edgar. They always called him Left Foot, and they looked down on him. But they all went out to the Alhambra Ballroom on Fridays and Saturday nights because he had great bands out there, and also because this was during Prohibition, and you could buy vodka out there served in Coke bottles, which he had brewed himself from potatoes, and it was powerful vodka. They would get a snootful, and then they would go out and dance in a big frenzy, these Lutherans and Catholics dancing together to the Hama Hama Band and Dave Duxbury and his Oyster Rhythm Boys, and they would go out and park cars, and they would neck in the dark, and then they would go home, and Left Foot Mueller would sweep up the floor, and he would collect all the loose change. That was his profit, and they went home, the customers, and they felt shame and regret for what they had done, and so they looked down on him for that, and they wouldn't look at him when he came to church, so he stopped coming to church. They regarded him as an unsavory character for making the vodka that they themselves had drunk the night before. So he sold the Alhambra Ballroom to a potato farmer who used it for a warehouse. And Edgar moved out to Los Angeles, where he made a timely investment, and he invested $100,000 in Universal Studios right when they brought out their big picture, Lawrence of Manitoba. And it earned millions of dollars, and suddenly he was a tycoon, Left Foot Mueller. Over the years, people have written to him asking him to donate money for the library, for a swimming pool, for whatever, and he's never, ever responded. Many people wrote to him asking for money who could not remember what his real first name was. He lives in a mansion in Malibu. He has a 100-foot-long swimming pool. He has his own library full of rare volumes, and he's never donated money for anything in Lake Wobegon. It's our loss, the result of people making fun of him a long, long time ago. Well, the old Pontiac is out on the ice, one sign of spring. The old Pontiac with the chain around the rear axle that's tied to a tree on the shore. This is for the Sons of Canute Guess the Ice Melt contest. You pay $1 and you guess when the ice will melt and the Pontiac will fall into the water. Many people are guessing mid-April somewhere. You put in $1 and the winner gets a garden tractor, and the profits go to the Sons of Canute Shining Star Scholarship Fund, which is to send one of our bright young people off to college and never come back. not a great deal for us, you know, but still, you know, people are in favor of education, at least in principle, in Lake Wobegon. Meanwhile, there are signs of spring. Some Canadian geese were seen flying overhead, and they were heading off to the north. The red foxes have been seen pairing up, male and female, sure sign of spring. Some birds are heard singing early in the morning, but we don't want to rush it. It's only February. We don't need spring quite yet. We want to hold it off and relish the thought of it. Winter, it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time. If you feel down or depressed, you just grab hold of your old plastic saucer and take it up to the top of the hill behind the high school and let go. Let gravity carry you downhill, the thrill of gravity. You come back home after that and you build a fire in the fireplace and you make yourself a hot chocolate. And if that does not restore your spirit, I don't know what will. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.